Well, good morning, everyone, or afternoon, evening. Again, it's so exciting to come on board Saturday AM Live / Team Rogers mentoring call and connect with so many different people, whether you're listening live or via the recording. It's just great to come in via your phone line, your computer, your handheld smartphone, iPhone. There's so many different ways to access the connection, and not just with this call, but so many other amazing, absolutely, truly amazing calls that are being led in North America and around the globe that center around, as Jim Hartman and Bobby LeMay were just talking about, the fact that when we step out there, we see an opportunity, we see people who don't know. And doing a three-way last night with Ron and Candy Say as they finished an appointment with a young couple, a gentleman who's an appliance repairman. And he made a comment about their waterfall, and something along the lines of, you know, I see a lot of these units in people's homes, and a lot of them that say this Nikan, you know, and he didn't know how to pronounce it. And he said, at least probably 30 I've seen over the years. And Candy took the opportunity to share with him. And he said, you know, you're the first person of all the units that I've commented about and seen these and asked people, you're the first person who's actually invited me to really check it out. And he's owned his own business for years. He had a network marketing experience background. And they're coming on board as consultants. His wife is excited about it. She looked at the website. And I can't help but think, how many more people are out there that just never have the question asked to them? And maybe you're the first person to ask them the question. And maybe somebody else will come forward. You know, maybe you're the water, or maybe you're the seed planter. But then again, we very well could be the ones to reap in the harvest. That we're the ones who ask the question of, hey, have you ever thought about? And whether it's seeing, as Bobby was mentioning, whether you see somebody in a grocery store that's loading 1, 2, 3, 4 cases of bottled water up, you know, asking the question, would you be open to a way less expensive or a much more affordable way to get good quality drinking water into your home at pennies on the gallon versus paying what you're paying, and then to have the knowledge, not that you're not contributing to the landfills, all this plastic, and you know, and then what's going into your body, and is that really filtered? You know, throwing out all these questions to get people to think. Yes, people are open, they just don't know. And as I think I mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, you know, my good friend Herb Rapp said, when people say no, it's not because they're saying no, you know, they're saying no, I just don't know. K-N-O-W, and it's a big difference. So let's get underway. We're coming up on the end of a great month. Lots of things have been happening, and you know, I'm not in the mindset of fake it till you make it when I say we're coming up to an end of a great month, because whatever we've accomplished, if we've set our goals and we've set our sights on something, and if we've come anywhere close to that, then it's been a great month. If we've far, you know, come less of that, or we've way undershot it, well, then we still got several days left. The month's not over. I learned this from my dear friend Reed Nelson. The month is not over until the clock strikes 11:59 on the last day of the month, which is June 30th, next Tuesday. And if we surpassed our goals, you know, if we had a goal of, you know, registering 2 customers this month, both with a $50 order, you know, to get ourselves quality enrolled, then adjust those goals. Maybe go for 4, or go for a third, or, you know, you never know. And that's what we're going to talk about. Mom, are you on the line and interactive yet? Okay, that's a no. I heard a male clear his throat, and usually it's, I know Pat Kelly should be on the line this morning. And I'll just keep calling names until I get, yes, I'm here, Vance. Remember, And I'm completely content in continuing the dialogue that was happening before I started the call officially with Bobby and Jim, all the East Coast contingency. But who's demuted your line and is ready to jump on into things here this morning?
Paul Ruggles, Clark, Oregon.
Good morning, Paul. You are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed?
Yes. I looked for sure, but there was someone somewhere around the garden.
Okay. Well, let's see if we can get... oh, my goodness, I got to go back through my list here. Doug from Reno, Lee Maurice from Central California. I call it Central California, but I think they label it, they consider it Northern California. And Julie and I don't know if, I'm trying to remember, I can't remember everybody's schedule to say who was doing what today. And any other, the Virginia connection, and also Rita, that's who I'm. So, besides Paul and Vance.
Hi, Vance.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Vance.
Good morning. And say that last caller's name again.
It's Lee.
Lee, there we go. Okay, the voice recognition in my left ear wasn't kicking in quite as well. And again, I would invite Bobby and Jim to hit *6 on your phone. And anybody else who wants to be part of this live conversation, because there's a theme here that I sense is going on, and it goes back to something Ben Woodward addressed several months ago. And I don't know if it's a late spring cleaning theme. We're going through it because Stacy teaches 9 months out of the year in the school system. She's got 3 months off in the summer to really tackle projects and different things. And, I don't know what the percentage of our garage right now is stacked with boxes and bags and stuff that's going to people that she's selling stuff on Facebook and taking stuff to the Salvation Army and on and on and on. But there is a theme here that seems to take place with people who make that decision that, say, as was printed on the three-ring binder 20-plus years ago when people joined as a wellness consultant. Back then we called it a distributor, but it said, above the Nikan logo, it said, "Yes, my wellness." And that theme is this, that what should I take out of my life the non-essential things and or activities and or behaviors, what do I need to eliminate so that, the flip side is, so that I can focus on the essential things to make my life better and be part of this concept or this grouping called Team Kaizen. That what can I do? And everybody should understand clearly. This is something that Jeff Isom introduced to the President's Club when he came on board with Nikan, even started a group and invited people to be a part of a think tank discussion a little over a year ago and said, we really want to get this. And then what happened when Ben came on board as president, he really took it to a new level. And that this concept of, it's a Japanese philosophy, and other cultures call it different things, but it's very prevalent. Unfortunately, I don't see it as strong here in North America as it should be, but here's the question, what can I do today to improve myself so that I can be a better contribution to those around me? And there's different words that people use to make it have more or less of a spark or a splash in your own life, but that's really what I sense. And maybe it's a maybe for us as Americans, it's a pre-election thing. You know, we're seeing, if you watch the news even for a few minutes, the national news, you hear about those running for office and different things going on. The Supreme Court ruling on this and that, and our culture is changing so rapidly. And yet, what I see people doing, and I spent last night and the night before in the home of some of our newest consultants. And the question was posed to me on Thursday evening, well, Vance, how are our people going to get trained like you're training us? And I said, am I really training you? You're introducing me to people, and we're showing them what Nikan has to offer. We're talking about everything that Nikan is, the five pillars of health. And I said, we're just doing the McDonald's approach that, hey, I'm going to make the french fries. You're going to watch me the second time. We're going to do it together. And the third time, you're going to do it, and I'm going to watch you. And then boom, bada, boom, you're trained. That's about as difficult as it is. We don't have to concern ourselves with how to say the right thing or how to do an energy test the exact right way. There is no right or wrong way. We're just doing it. But again, focusing in on the essentials versus getting caught up in all the good things, which are the absolute enemy of the best. And that question that was posed to me this week, or actually a week ago, last Saturday evening, Vance, don't you ever get tired of saying the same thing and introducing people to Nikan? I mean, this seems like you would get tired of doing these same tests. And that was the question that was posed to me, and I said, no. And then the question back, why not? I said, because people don't know how simple changes, simple tweaks, and the introduction of some simple things that God created, that He put out there in the environment, that we have the opportunity to bring into our homes, how that can change people's lives for the better. And sitting with a young man last night, 16, 17 years old, I never did even ask Nathan how old he is, and watching his response, doing the energy test, and it was unbelievable. He just got so excited. And then his mom, after giving her a rollout, she said, yeah, you're right. As one of the other ladies in the room described it, it feels like it was sucking me in. It was pulling me in to wanting to go to sleep, to experience that deep, deep REM stage sleep. And as we got to know each other in the hour and a half that we were together, she started to admit, yeah, I kind of got this wrong with me, and well, this hurts, and this hurts. And so we started addressing those things. And beautiful young mom. I didn't even catch her age. Or it's irrelevant. I'd say late 40s, early 50s maybe. But again, asking questions, getting to know people, introducing Nikan. And it's not about, as I learned from Julie Tarr years ago, it's not about focusing in on the product or focusing in on the business. It's focusing in on that person, finding out what they're looking for, finding out what they're needing, what's not completely complete in their life, to really, really hone in and go ballistic and have some fun in life. And, you know, simply just say, hey, you know, this is what it's all about, and I want to get more out of life, and you know, go from there. So, on that note, Bobby, did you demute your line?
I did.
You did. Okay. If you can get closer to your phone, it sounds like you're on speaker, which is fine, absolutely fine. But for the sake of everybody else, my left ear works absolutely fantastic as opposed to my right ear. But if you can get a little closer, and what when you see somebody in the grocery store and they're chalking up on water, or you know, somebody that you know that, hey, here's an opportunity, I want to know what prohibits you from asking one of those questions.
I don't know why I have it in the past. For anybody that doesn't know me, I'm on Team Rogers. I'm second level to Sharon Denny. Ginny's my upline. We've been talking about that for a long time, Ginny and I have. We meet at least weekly. And we've been talking about that a long time. When we see people buy, oh my gosh, I mean, they just fill their buggies with these packages of water, or those big blue bottles that they refill every week, you know. So I'm certainly an outgoing person, and I'm not shy, but I've not been able to figure out how to approach anybody. Well, I did yesterday. It was ironic. I was just going into the store, and this family was packing their groceries into their vehicle. And they had three children, and they had four of those 24 packs of water. So I started to pass them by, and then I hooked a Yui. And I went... And I told them that, you know, I said, I noticed that you certainly are water drinkers. And in good conscience, I just couldn't pass by them without stopping to offer them an opportunity to have better quality water for less money. And if I could, and I even offered them my business card so that they'd know. And I had my, I go to a business professionals meeting on Friday mornings, a networking group. And so I had my badge on, and I offered them a business card so they'd know I was a local in-town person and not some whatever just trying to sell them a product. And the lady, right away, she said to me, oh, we just love this water.
Hmm.
So I said, oh, I said, well, you know, I just thought that I would offer you a higher quality water, very alkaline, very clean, and it's better for the environment, you know, the whole thing. And I said, if I could show you that, I'll give you my card. I would just email you a video. Would you be willing to look at it? And she said, no, we absolutely love this water. I said, by all means, let me try to persuade you otherwise. Thank you for your time. But I talked with Jean via email later on in the day, and I said to her, I'm not letting that discourage me now. I'm going to rework my wording. I am going to stop every person that I see just packing those water bottles into their buggy. And I think that eventually I'm going to start to find people.
Well, and here's the thing, Bobby, and this is what we see happen time and time and time and time again, that you don't improve your batting average unless you keep swinging.
Right.
I mean, that's people like Babe Ruth, and I can go down through the list of all the Hall of Famer great baseball players. And even if you're not into baseball, which I am not into baseball, and I know so very little about the sport, much to my father-in-law's chagrin, because when he took me to the first Astros game I went to in Houston, we got back home and he looked at his daughter and, you know, my dear wife at the time, and we'd been married just a few years, he said, wow, Vance really knows nothing about baseball. And I don't. But I know this, and it's the same principle that applies in life. If we're not satisfied with our rate of success, we need to improve our rate of failure. And if we're not impressed, if we're not satisfied, if we're not content with what we have as far, and it's not about the numbers. It's about lives. That's really what it comes down to. And Bobby, exactly what I, because you didn't say anything as you talked about that interaction, you didn't say anything about going home and sinking into the wallows of depression and getting out the bonbons and whatever other vice that we may have and just crying your eyes out because you were rejected. I didn't hear that as part of the story.
No, it wasn't, and I'll tell you, I think it may be because I've been thinking about this. I don't know, Jeannie could correct me if I'm wrong. I've probably been talking to her about this probably for at least 6 to 9 months. You know, we should do this, we should try this, blah, blah, blah. And she thought it was a great idea as well. And I just never, every time I see somebody, I just kind of, I look at them and I go, no, Bobby, don't. You just look the other. And then yesterday, I don't know what it was, but opened me up and I thought, you know, I'm going to improve the way I approached. I thought I approached them in a pretty good way. And I want them to know that I'm not just one of these salespeople that's just giving them a sales pitch. I want them to know I was a local person, you know, and the whole bit. But I thought, no, I'm going home and I'm going to improve on how I approach them and what I say. Because I'm sure that I could probably say something different than I took notes on Saturday morning and I was on the Tuesday group this week too, just so I take notes. And I think probably you said a couple of things, much more affordable way to have healthy water in your home and better for our environment. I didn't say anything like that.
And again, Bobby, I'm not convinced so much, maybe maybe people would disagree with me so much, the verbiage. It's not the content of the message. It's the heart of the message. That,
okay.
You know, Herb Schoenfeld taught me this years ago. Herb Schoenfeld was the last owner of Schoenfeld Furniture in Tacoma, Washington, which was a very large, well-established company that was started, let's just say, a few years ago, back when Abraham Lincoln was president.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's an old company, all right? Okay, there's no arguing that. And his family, over the years, continued a lot of simple philosophies, but one of the ones that he taught me was that facts tell, stories sell. And the heart message behind sharing a story or asking a question. Because one of the quotes, if any of you watched the show Downton Abbey, you know, based on real events that took place late 1800s, early 1900s, you know, the family, you know, rich aristocratic family in England. But one of the quotes that came out of one of the episodes months ago was that the business of life is the acquisition of memories. The business of life is the acquisition of memories. I heard the Lord, I don't know these people's names. I only watched the show a few times here and there. But when that was said, I immediately grabbed a pen and paper. I wrote it down, and I glanced at that quote this week. As I was digging, trying to find something, I found that piece of paper that I'd scribbled that on, and I don't have it in front of me, but that's really what it's all about. Because Dennis Williams taught us years and years ago that it's about sharing stories. It's about connecting stories to people that will relate to them, whether it's about sleep, water, air, nutrition, or everyday energy.
Mm-hmm.
that can be derived from our solutions. And we continue to ask questions to get them to think about that. It's not about selling. Yes, that's the point of connection. It's inviting people to make a decision, but it's not about having that mentality of, oh, I hope they buy, or I want to do this because I set my sights on starting a 21 club. Yes, it's all about that, but it's so much more.
Yeah, it's about helping people. I've decided that and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, that I think I would like to use the introduction to NeCand and the products by way of the water, because that's something that we all need, and I've always been very bad at that, drinking enough water. I drink a lot of fluids, but not, it's iced tea or lemonade or that kind of thing. And so I'm trying to concentrate more on the water. Plus, not only being one of the vital things that we need in life, but it's also one of our more affordable products that are part of the wellness home. We've had a wellness home for 8 years, so, we have all of it. But, I think it's an affordable and healthy way to introduce NeCand to some people. Once they get in with that, then I think they would see the vision. If you try to hit them with a wellness home, I don't have the money. That's exactly what you get. At least I do. I don't know about anybody else on the call.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, it's really clear. I know I'm new and all, very brief. And since I've been in a lot of companies but finally found a home here, I found that I thought prospecting was going to be the hardest part for me. Because in these other companies, it was hard, because they made it hard. But I found through some mentors that I have, and I can explain who I am later when we go into that, just talk about whatever it is to talk about. You don't need to, approach them with what you have on your agenda. I was at Bob's Red Mill on last Thursday, and this gentleman driving this really nice Mercedes and wearing thick clothes and dressed like an athlete, like I want to be back again, was buying some coffee. He didn't pay for his coffee last time. The lady was giving him a bad time. And he was saying, well, here's double, and next time I'll come. And she's like, well, I'm going to be in Europe for my daughter. She was in a band, and blah, blah. And he says, oh, I have headphones that I sell. And I'm looking for headphones all the time for phones, and I lose them and stuff. So I'm interested now, and I'm kind of eased up on this conversation. But I'm, like, right next door waiting for a lady to show up outside our group. And so now I have something that's in common with this. So afterwards he goes, I get him at wholesale. Now I know he's an entrepreneur. And now I'm really interested. So afterwards I go, excuse me, sir, can I talk to you for a second? He goes, yeah. If you're not in a hurry, I'd like to know more about your headphones. And I'd like to buy some from you. And I genuinely do want to buy them from him. I don't approach somebody genuinely want to do something. Unless I'm, at an auction or something. Now, then he proceeded to tell me, what do you do? And I go, well, it's funny you should ask. I just joined this company, and let me show you. This is what it does. And I pull out my insoles. He looks at them, and he's like, are those magnets? I go, oh, have you seen these before? He goes, no, but I heard about them. Don't they give you some extra kind of... I go, do you have, 5 minutes? Let me show you this test that this guy Vance Rogers does. And show him the test, and he's, floored, and he goes, hey, let me give you a business card. I'd like to get into that. Can I get that at wholesale? And I go, you can get that at wholesale. You can get that at retail. Dude, I can get this for you for whatever you want. And he goes, great. Let me trade you some earbuds for a lot of those, a lot of earbuds for a lot of those. And I go, hey, you can look at this company, talk to my mentors, blah, blah, blah. We exchanged information. I went back inside. Charlotte was kind of she knew I could do it after I'd done it several times. My success rate is about 90% for approaching people on topics that we just come up with, just off the spur of a moment. Watching Denny and Charlotte's group of people has taught me a lot. So you don't need to lead with a product or lead with one product or lead with necessary business all the time. Just lead with whatever's on, if they're at a 7-Eleven and I had to go to the bathroom and they wouldn't let me. And this is the last story I'll tell, so that shows the point. And I was like, look, I'll buy something from you. I need you to go out there. I checked 2 other places, and this is Portland. I'm from Silverton, and I don't know the town very well. And they go, well, yeah, sure, you're buy something, you'll buy that sandwich right there. And I go, I'll buy it for you. And they go, for me. And they go, yeah, I'm on this new diet, crazy diet, you don't want to know about it. And they go, oh, no, tell me about it. And I go, well, let me use your bathroom, I'll be right back. And they go, okay, so I go to the bathroom, come back, find out the guy has diabetes, and he's an entrepreneur, but he doesn't like his job. So I got the name and number right then from him. Just get their name and number, and you don't really need to get into the company. You can do that on your follow-up with your 3-way call, it's Vance or whoever. But that's all I have to say, Vance. If I'm off any, just say so, and
Well, Paul, there's so many things that people, we've got folks listening right now that have been in NECAN for same time as you, just a few weeks, towards a few years, or even like myself, a couple decades. We've been at it a long time or a short time, and it makes no difference whatsoever. It's the principle, as we've been talking about, is focusing in on people and on their needs and what they're looking for, rather than, as Bobby just said, introducing somebody to a whole wellness home. Wow, holy smokes. When I mention and I use what Dr. Jim Buse taught me, that the acronym SWAN, SWAN, sleep, water, air, nutrition. People think, well, wait a second, air, how do you sell magnetic air? That was a question that was posed to me last night. How do you sell magnetic air? Nikon, how do they impact the air? And, brief answer to the question, well, have you ever heard of HEPA filters? Oh, yeah. Well, this is the stage above that. Oh, really? What's that? How does that work? I really don't want to go in it. It's just one aspect of wellness. And then get back to the core issue of, where are you at? And focusing in on where they're at. But Paul, you're hitting on something that I truly believe, whether people come out and admit that they're an entrepreneur, that they're looking for a business opportunity, that every single person, unless, and even somebody who is a deaf mute that has to use sign language, every single person, if they're alive and breathing,
they can
share their experience or whatever they're doing. Because we get sold on things all the time by people that we don't even know we're getting sold on.
Earbuds.
I think the biggest key that we so often forget is that we're getting caught up in the non-essentials. And there is a movement, and I had a very lengthy discussion about this yesterday with a friend that I hadn't connected with in 3 years. We literally tracked back to our last phone conversation was 3 years ago. And he said, you know, Vance, I thought we were really good friends. What happened? Why did we, you know, lose contact? He said, this is not a good testimony of our faith and of our friendship. And I said, you know, you're absolutely right. And I said, we've allowed too many other things to get in the way, too many other non-essentials. I said, we need to make a decision and change that. And
right.
What was fascinating about our conversation to me was through the end, in the end, I said, you know, we can focus on the core issues and not get caught up on those other things and allow the current social trends or social media to rely, or we don't have to rely on that mode of communication to really maintain relationships. And it's great, and I know I'm going to get lynched when I say it this way. As great as the internet is, and all of the wonderful thing that has brought to our lives, face to face, belly to belly, toe to toe, or as Dennis Estes says, pressing the flesh. We've got to connect with people in person at some point. We can text, which I am a firm believer in it, to set appointments, but you cannot do an energy test through a text.
Yes.
It's impossible. We cannot show people the magnitude of what Nikan is and what we have to offer with the five pillars of health via a text. I firmly believe, and if you did not receive the email from Dave Johnson, it came through yesterday, last night at some point, and I thought, what an amazing example of leadership. Dave Johnson, top income earner in North America, has earned millions of dollars from Nikan during his 2-decade-plus career with this wonderful company. Okay, if that's not validity enough that he's successful, okay, but he gets called by one of his downlines, Ken Hankins, and I'm giving you the abbreviated version of the story. It's in an email, and if you didn't receive it, you can email me, and I'll forward it on to you. But Ken says, hey, Dave, I got this guy. He's brand new, and he wants to look at Nikan. Can you come over and share with him? Ken Hankins has been in Nikan. He was Dave's first distributor 20-plus years ago. He knows what to say. He knows what tools to use. He's a diamond in Nikan. He doesn't need to leverage his upline, but he does. Dave comes over, and what does Dave do? He says, well, hey, let's watch this short video by Rick Murphy. And they bring it up, and they watch a few-minute video, and the guy says, yeah, this makes perfect sense. I'm in. I want to be a part of this. You know, and so who are we to think that we can do everything on our own? And Paul, you nailed the issue that we have to leverage, we have to bring in other people. Get people's information, establish the fact that, yes, I'm open. If they're not open, like Bobby's interaction with the people in the grocery store, and they say, no, I absolutely love the taste of bottled water, I love the price I'm paying for it, I love the fact that, you know, I'm dumping all kinds of chemicals and I'm getting the plastic residue into my body. I love the fact that I'm contributing to the mass pollution around the globe. I love the fact that, I mean, on and on and on and on and on, and I'm being sarcastic here when I say this, but people don't know if they're saying no. They don't know enough information to say yes.
Yeah, Vance, if you don't mind, on that internet point, I mean, I've gotten into companies where internet's a big push, and this works way better. Let me tell you, 18 companies in 6 years now, you may think, whoa, what happened to this guy? But it's a long story. I don't need to get into it. You can hear about it some other time.
Well, I think, Paul, I think keeping things honest and real, I think people need to understand who Paul Ruggles is and the fact that as one...
I hijacked the call.
Yeah, no. It has nothing to do with hijacking the call. As when people understand that, hey, yes, Paul is bipolar, and you've got some other things that you bring. We all have something. We all have some baggage or something that we're bringing into life. And then
I'm very upfront with it. Like you say, you can say it on the call. You can tell whoever you want.
It's affected who you are as a person in your 20s, and it's affected you physically. It's affected you mentally. It's affected you spiritually. But we're, again, just keeping things honest and real, we all have something we're dealing with, but you, like the rest of us, have made the decision, I don't want to stay there.
Yeah,
I don't want to
become the 90% anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to continue to say, hey, well, I'm just going to go with the flow. No, I want to come above that. That quote that we've all heard time and time again by Henry Ford, whether you think you can or you think you cannot.
You're right.
Either way, you're what?
You're right.
You're right. And I find myself, and this is not self-help mumbo jumbo. I find myself saying this all the time to our 5-year-old who's sitting right in front of me, playing with a pop-up book, and because she says, "No, Dad, I can't do that," and I literally come unglued, and I wanna find the person who taught her that phrase and slap them, not literally. But I stop and say, oh, no, kiddo, there's so many things you can do in life. Let's just give it a shot. I never use the word, let's just try, because we all know that's a negative word. Let's give it a shot. And, you know, again, I'm looking at it from the perspective of how many of us get frustrated in Nikken, in sharing with other people, and going, you know, wait a second, I just can't. Well, take the word can't out of your vocabulary.
Yeah.
I had a moment about a week and a half ago. Was it a week and a half? It was two Thursdays ago. And I'm out mowing, and it's hot, it's dusty. I mean, I wasn't really mowing grass. I was mowing dirt and dust, and it was blowing around. And I started to have a little pity party. And on my phone, as I'm listening to random songs, a lot of times I'll take CDs with me, but I wasn't looking forward to mowing on this hot afternoon anyways, so I didn't. I just grabbed it and just started listening to random songs, put it on shuffle. And the song, we've all heard it, by the band Journey, lead singer Steve Perry, who's an amazing individual, but the song, Don't Stop Believin', comes on, and I'm listening to the lyrics, and as I'm listening to the lyrics, I thought, you know, this song, Reed Nelson used to have this on his hold line. When you'd call his voicemail, that song came on, Don't Stop Believin'. And it really, really does come down to that. Don't stop believing, wherever you're at.
Yeah, that's it.
And we have
you
to
know,
keep going.
The thing about Don't Stop Believin', I've looked for 10 years or something to change my health situation. And I met your parents 2 years ago, and I evaluated Nikken for 2 years while I was in all these other, as your dad puts it, junkie companies. Anyways, I think two things. The key to success is responsibility. I had to become responsible. The other thing is to be grateful for your situation. I mean, I am now, after 4 weeks, I won't tell you what exactly I took, but diet-wise, because I can't even tell you. But after 4 weeks of taking the KVV, I'm down 30 pounds in 29 days. And now I can run again. Before I couldn't run, that killed me because I wanted to get back in soccer shape. I put that on my Facebook, and about 20 people reached out to me. I just said like, share, comment on my Polarity for Wellness page. if that was just the name Vance and me came up with for my business.
They, Paul, you're saying this so fast that I'm going to get an email or a text, and people are going to say, what did he just say?
Okay, 29 pounds
in 30 days, is that how you said it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Sorry.
But we need to put the little disclaimer at the bottom, that little asterisk that says these results are not typical. You're doing other things.
Yeah, I changed my lifestyle diet.
Okay, you changed your lifestyle. You decided to extract meat out, and you're seeing a specialist because, we've all heard, maybe we've not heard the word inflammation. When we continue to pump, and this came up in the conversation last night with this family, and they use the word, well, we're eating cleaner, we're avoiding as much meat as possible. Folks, we're not going to get caught up on this tangent, but if we're talking about drinking high alkaline water, that's better for you because it's higher alkaline, because it comes out of a Nikan sports bottle or out of the waterfall. We're really doing ourselves a disservice if we're continuing to eat a lot of high acidic foods.
Right.
Okay, right,
yes.
Paul?
And Vince, I don't know what compliance says about it, but three words you never want to use together: diagnosis, cure, and the company. So use symptoms when you can. Even using the word bipolar is kind of probably not a good idea because, you know, use the word manic depression just to educate people to the old terminology. It's just a food for thought. That's what I used when I spoke for the legislature. And now I'm going too fast again because I'm excited. But you can translate for them later.
I think the key, Paul, in what you're experiencing here is you said, I now can run again and be able to play soccer like I used to.
Yeah, I was around the property 1 mile last night.
But let's just go into this so people can understand.
I had no kid in talking on this call. Your mom even said, you know, if Vance talks about something and you like, just be very careful. But she's resting right now, so I'm going to go ahead and do what you want.
Well, here's the bottom line, Paul. Your story, your journey, is much like the rest of us that we had something. You know, when I lay down on the floor as I'm explaining the sleep system after I've given somebody a rollout, and this was 10 hours ago, and I've got this room full of people, and I said, you know, a few years ago I couldn't do this, and I laid down on the floor flat. And they said, well, why not? I said, well, I jumped off of a 75-foot waterfall years ago, and I messed up my back.
Yeah.
And one of the young men said, well, did you belly flop? I said, no. And I stood right back up, as limber as, you know, I can potentially be, without any struggle whatsoever. I said, I hit the water like this, and I leaned back in the show dump. And I said, but I so severely damaged my back. And because of this sleep system and a few other things I did with my body, I, you know, dropped 50 pounds, or almost 50 pounds, started introducing myself to real salt and some other things, but I'm convinced this right here, and I'm pointing at the sleep system, I said, I'm convinced that this right here was the foundation. Again, sleep, water, air, nutrition. Kept driving
right.
That point.
And I'm on all of those, so let's just make that disclaimer. I'm on all the products right now.
But Paul, to go back to where what you said about being able to turn things around radically, it does take, as we mentioned earlier, it does take the introduction of all the components of the wellness home: sleep, water, air, nutrition.
If they want to do it in the amount of time I did, which is not to say they're going to or not, like yes or no, you have to make a change in every aspect. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to eat meat, like, you know, like I could not eat meat. It was too acidic for my body. And your mom told me that several times, and I resisted. I didn't eat meat, for the first couple of days, me and Denny had some Taco Bell, but he had beans and I had meat. And then I just was like, okay, I'm going to do what this lady says for like 90 days, do a 90-day plan. And she knows what she's doing, obviously, because she's very successful. And her sons are successful, and their whole family is great. And And, you know, I've come to learn that, you know, if you just, like, submit yourself to, like, leadership, mentorship, someone who's gone before you, and listen to what they have to say, and I just can't tell you how happy I'm with coming in. You know, I'm like one of the newest distributors beside your people last night, maybe, and whoever's signing up people. But I just decided to get in a couple of days ago after I had so many great results. I wanted to be on the products first, and I didn't want to just join another company to join another company. I was done doing that. I've been out of the game for a while. I've been in the hospital more times than I can count. And when they told me about the doctor up here, your mom offered to help me out with my situation. And, you know, we don't need to get into all that, but unless you want to, Nancy. But, you know, it's a rare circumstance that I'm here. I'm very blessed to be here. I owe the Rogers a lot, in my opinion. Now, they might think, oh, you don't owe me anything, but I'm one of those kind of, you do this for me now, I'm building houses for you on some beach someday in the future when I get a little diamond. So, you know, it's kind of like one of those situations, me and your dad are picking up planes and all sorts of things. So it's very fun to work alongside them in the garden and learn about new recipes and new ways to live.
Let's tie a bow on the conversation so people understand the validity, because here's what typically happens to all of us. We hear a story and we're just so blown away that, wow, that, did you hear about that? That guy, he dropped 29 pounds in 30 days with the KVB. But again, I want to establish the facts. It's not just about one solution. And a new dear friend of ours named Nancy that we got to spend some time with this week when we were in Southern Oregon, she's an athletic trainer. And I said, what's that like working with people? Because we are now at 70% of our population is overweight. 30% of those are obese. And it's 4 or 5% are what they call morbidly or clinically obese, which is massive. Paul, you were not in the, people would look at you.
I was 6'3", 220.
Okay. So 6'3", 220, 6'3", you should weigh, am I doing the math correctly, about 190 to 200, so 20, 30 pounds overweight?
Yeah, and now give or 190.
Take? Okay, so now you're at 190. So you're close to your ideal weight, and I think we need to let the facts be told that the excessive, the weight gain that you gained, that you put on, that was attracted to you, was one, number one, lifestyle choice, but more importantly, the medication that you were on for your condition.
That one time doesn't do you any good.
Yeah. That's way too much medication, and the side effects to a lot of medications today are severe weight gain. So let me just wrap it up by saying this, is that we have an opportunity to introduce people to complete total wellness, and this is what came as a result of looking at other solutions that are out there. For you, Paul, 18 companies in 6 years. And I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you because we've had this conversation. But when somebody experiences one solution, band bracelet, and says, oh, man, I could wear that and that. Well, it's more than that.
Yeah, I should have said I got these results off of Nikan Total Wellness Home instead of the KVV.
This is why I'm being so redundant about this, because I want people to I want all of us to understand that as Ruth Lowe, the amazing Ruth Lowe, she's been a consultant for a long time. She's the only consultant in Nikan's history here in North America that won a Mercedes. There was a contest years ago. She's on YouTube. If you look up Tom Watanabe giving a rollout, Ruth is the victim or the patient or his person that he's giving the rollout to. All that to establish the fact that Ruth said it this way. Hey, you can experience wellness when it comes to water or sleep or air or nutrition or our daytime energy solutions. But if you want to experience wellness faster, then you're going to need to introduce more wellness components faster. You know, if you want to, again, start with a power chip, you're going to experience some elements of wellness. We're in a very toxic environment. And the reason...
I don't know how products from the company. I wish I had more time or more money, you know, right now. But, you know, the basics can get you by. The water, the air, etc.
The key is, I think, and this goes back to what we started this conversation 45 minutes ago, is let's cut out the non-essentials to focus on what's essential.
Exactly.
And that holds true to everything that we have available to us and to share with other people. So on that note, can I just reiterate again, whether it's bipolar or something as simple as headaches or something like dealing with, I want to drop 20, 30, 40 pounds, whatever the case is, when people are open, as opposed to the conversation that Bobby had with the person in the grocery store when they said, no, I'm not open. When people are open, let's focus in on those people that want to change. Okay?
Yeah.
The principle that you had shared, Paul, about the 90%. 90%, this is a statistic that we talked about a couple weeks ago out of Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Is it Miller? I'm trying to look at my notes here. I wrote it so fast. 1.3 million heart transplants a year or other heart-related issues. $30 billion spent annually, and 90% of these patients go back to the same behaviors as they had before that got them into that death or approaching death scenario situation.
In other words, they'd rather die than change their lifestyle.
Yeah. So there's 10% of the population, and that's just here in America. So break down the numbers, 300 million people plus, all right? And I don't know what the ratio of adults to children and all that. We're not going to get into that. That means there's at least 30 million people just in America alone
that we can talk to.
That are open.
Change the numbers. Look, I was one of those 90 percenters for a long time, for 26 and a half years. So the numbers can be changed.
Yeah. So let's wrap up the conversation in the couple minutes that we have left. A couple quick announcements. And I hopefully this has been beneficial. Hopefully what Paul has shared in his story and his journey. And you don't have to have a life-altering experience like Paul has done.
No,
not at all. You share other people's experiences. I don't consider my back issue life-changing or life. It didn't happen overnight. 3.5 weeks on the sleep system, on the mattress pad. Yes, that got me to the point where I could actually lay down flat. But it was years later. It was utilizing the Nature Rest sleep system, the whole system, dropping the extra weight that I was carrying and adding real salt to my diet. Those three components, Nature Rest, dropping weight, and real salt, I'm convinced that those three components together, that I don't have back issues today. I don't have to use the MagFlex. I do occasionally if I pulled something. But I don't ever have to wear it as a preventative. If I go outside, sometimes I'll wear the back rub. But it's not a common occurrence for me anymore. So am I 100% healed? I've never been to a doctor. I'm not going to get into that. The core issue here is I want all of us to remember we need to connect people to the information.
Right.
And what information do we...
Right, Vance? I mean, you got testimonials that you got given to me, and I'd rather share somebody else's testimony than mine, because you never know what somebody's affected by that can hear something, or, you know. I don't want to talk about my testimony a lot, unless somebody asks me specifically. Again, I just brought it up because it kind of came through the conversation, but I like your sheet better than I like my testimonial.
Well, it's there. It's we always have it available. But if we share other people's stories, and I'd like to share people's, you know, I talk more about my grandmother and my parents than anything else, because that's how I was introduced to Nikan 23 years ago. And when they're not there, people can't refute it, because that was their experience. And my grandmother has passed away years ago, but she avoided having a knee surgery as a result of what Nikan gave her. So anyhow, so again, hopefully this has been beneficial. I would encourage you, again, the month is not over until January, June 30th at 11:59, and want to remind everybody that just some core issues, the whole quality enrollment. When people join Nikan, don't forget to introduce them to AutoShip, especially if they get quality enrolled the first month, which is they buy more than $500 worth. A lot of people are doing that. Get them on AutoShip, because if they'll stay with AutoShip for 6 consecutive months, they get $200 in free product. Introduce them to the concept of sponsoring and registering customers with a 100-point order or $125 retail, because every time we do that with two people at a time in the same calendar month, we in turn get $50 worth of free product. And it's not about the free product. I want that to be loud and clear. It's about introducing people and duplicating a simple system and pattern. And whatever they choose to start with, whatever aspects of wellness, that's what's going to propel them into the future. And what else did I want to say? Oh, I want to wish everybody a happy 4th of July.
Yes.
Because next Saturday is the 4th of July. This call will not be taking place. I'll make sure I put that out in the email, unlike the email that did not go out this week. I find that when I get caught up in real people, that I lose my focus on spending time on the computer and spending time on the phone texting. That real people, real live conversations take precedent. That's the essential behavior that we should be a part of. And I have every intention on typing an email. But the bottom line core issue is, hey, real people should trump projects every time. Because real people are the ones that are right in front of us, that are on the phone, and they should always trump our personal projects. Because that's an essential behavior that we need to be focusing on. And if it's part of the goals that we set for ourselves. And if it's not, then we need to, you know, weed that out. So one other quick announcement, too. We're 2 weeks out from the event in Salt Lake City. It's never too late to make a decision to be there. It will be worth your while, and if you haven't heard through the grapevine, through the rumor mill, there will be new products introduced in the category of far infrared. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I know. Okay? So don't try and bleed more information out of me, because I'm going to tell you the same thing. That's all I know. New products in the far infrared category will be introduced in Salt Lake 2 weeks from now, so I will do my best to get more information on that, but by the time we have this call 2 weeks from today, you'll already know what it is, because it'll be on the website. That's just the way that Nikan does it. But again, I just want to remind you, it's never too late to make a decision to plug into an event like that, especially if you're within driving distance or it's a quick, you know, short flight. Summertime, it's amazing how many great deals you can get out there. But make a decision to be there and take people with you. Especially those of you who are in the Salt Lake area, or you're in southern Idaho, or in Colorado. These are very close proximity states to get that event. Great lineup of people. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, fantastic event. The facility, I've heard from people that know the facility, they said, it's just an absolutely beautiful layout and how it's going to go. And it seems like there was one other thing that I wanted to mention. I think that the core issue is go for broke, you know, up the ante. Do not fall prey to the pity party that can take place when you get rejected or you get a no. just regroup, get on a conference call, plug into the morning rev that Dave Johnson does every single morning, 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Hear what Nikan is doing in changing people's lives. That'll get you jacked up. And go out there and share Nikan with other people. So thank you, Paul. Thank you,
thank
Bobby.
Thank you, Vance, for your leadership and all you do for us.
Hey, no, my privilege, my pleasure, and thank you anybody else who was ready to contribute, but we didn't get to you because Paul and I got so excited about so many different things. But have a great 2 weeks, everybody. I know I'll talk to quite a few of you before then, but have a fantastic 4th of July celebrating our country's freedom. And I think that's it. So have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Vance, are you...